It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. They are encouraged about the guilty verdict in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer, but some black activists in Colorado say there is still a lot of work to do. CPR's Allison Sherry spoke to an organizer with Black Lives Matter 5280.
Dr. April Alexander works at the University of Denver as a professor and has been a community organizer with Black Lives Matter 5280. She has spent 2020 protesting the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Aurora's Elijah McClain.
An average of 3 police shootings every day during this trial that resulted in murder. We still have a long way to go.
Alexander says changing the police officer hiring process and having a better community response model for when people are in crises are 2 policy changes that may help. She plans to continue organizing. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The arrest in Loveland of a 73-year-old woman with dementia is under investigation. There's also a lawsuit on behalf of the woman, Karen Garner. Garner's lawyer, Sarah Schalke, says the force that police used in the arrests was equivalent to torture and that it's a problem police need to face.
That's something that's been a long time coming and is going to require some big-time changes to fix.
Garner was arrested last year after leaving a Walmart without paying for $14 worth of merchandise. Police forced her to the ground. The charges against her were later dismissed. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland told a congressional committee Tuesday she's made no decision on whether the Bureau of Land Management headquarters will stay in Grand Junction. Haaland said she and other leaders are still gathering information from career staff on their feelings about the move. She added that moving headquarters jobs to Colorado already caused upset within the Bureau.
And the last thing we want to do is cause that again. So we're being very careful about how we're approaching it.
Some longtime staffers left the Bureau instead of moving west. Colorado leaders are pushing to keep the Bureau's headquarters in Grand Junction. It's cloudy along the Front Range today and highs in the 40s around Denver. This is CPR News.